Amen. It is
certainly good to be back at the Lord's house.
Amen.
Amen. There's a good spirit here this morning.
Amen.
I was going down the highway. I told Melissa, I said, you know, we got a long drive ahead of us. I said, find me some preaching on the radio. And I couldn't hardly find anything. On Sundays, they have a lot of the greatest hits from the gospel hour and all that stuff. And couldn't really find anything that suited me. So I put on a CD from the Gilbert family that I sing with. And the name of the CD that I put on said, God is Master of the Storm.
Amen.
And I got to listen to that, Jesus. Man, the Lord just come all over me, you know, going down the road. And I got to thinking about, you know what, I'm glad He is the master of the storm.
Amen.
I told Brother Robbie that I had a message coming on down here. And all week long, I felt in my heart that the Lord wanted me to preach this Sunday. And I didn't know why. It's been a while since Robbie's asked me. And I've got a feeling He's going to ask me, and He did. But I'm glad the Lord gives us that witness, bears that witness one with another. Amen. Amen. He lets us know what's going on. Amen. Bible says we have an unction from the Holy One. Amen. That anointing, amen, teaches us the truth. Amen. Teaches us what to do. But the Lord be my helper. That's my thought this morning, is the master of the storm. Amen. I'm glad we have a master of the storm, Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen. Today, if you got any Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 14. We're going to read about three, if the Lord be my helper, we'll read about three instances, Lord, where the storm came by. Amen. And I'm glad that Jesus is the master of the storm. I'm glad He's got everything in control.
Amen.
Been hearing a lot and seeing a lot on the news about Israel going over all these different rockets and everything being fired and the war and everything breaking out. But I'm glad I still serve the master, amen, of the storm. Amen. The storm may be on Israel right now, but Israel is the Lord's people today, and He's going to fight for them. He's going to defend them.
Right.
Amen. According to His covenant with Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
We see things like this happening in the Middle East. We need to be aware and, amen, keep a watch because, amen, a prophecy has a lot to do with the Middle East over there. Amen.
Amen.
So we need to be ready, watch, and pray. But, amen, we all go through storms in our life. And we was talking just a few minutes ago about the moving day. Amen. When we were moving this past couple of weeks, that there was tornado warnings everywhere and all these other things. And me and Melissa got to talking not too long ago about how we've been traveling before and there'd been tornado warnings all around us. I remember one time I was going from Monterey, I think it was to Jamestown, and there was tornado warnings all over the place. And I was expected to be there to sing. And amen, Dad was worried to death. He was trying to talk me out of going because of all the weather and everything. But I just had to stand my ground, and I had to say the Lord's hand is in this. He's going to take care of us. Amen. I don't know where the tornadoes ended up. Amen, but I got there safe. You know why? Because I serve the master of the storm. Amen. Melissa loves these storm chaser shows. She'll turn them things on them. And they'll go down the road and they'll get all excited about seeing tornadoes everywhere. Amen. Yeah. You get to see something like that. It's awe-inspiring. It's magnificent. Hey, I don't know about you, but I remember, amen, a couple of years ago, about your last year, around March sometime, amen, the tornado swept through Putnam County and over there from Nashville, and it swept through here, and there was damage everywhere. I remember going out there and trying to help volunteer. I remember all the damage, and you can still see it going down the highway. Amen, but I'm glad we serve the master of the storm today. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22.
Bless Him, Jesus.
It says, and straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side while He sent the multitudes away. When He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. Amen. I don't know what time of day it was. He sent them off, but He was there until the evening. That song Brother Robbie sung, people have forgotten how to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was always about prayer. He was always finding places alone to be with the Lord and talk with the Lord. But He said He was there alone when the evening came. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea. By that time the ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, I looked that up one time, I think it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea.
Amen.
And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. Mm-hmm. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for those words.
Praise the Lord.
And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water.
Yeah.
He said, come.
Amen.
When Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Yeah.
But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. I've always liked that verse.
Amen.
Only took three words, amen, for the Lord to
amen.
Save Peter that day.
Amen.
A lot of people think you got to pray these big old long luxurious
yeah.
prayers. But the Bible says, whosoever calleth on the name
amen.
Of the Lord
right.
shall be saved. And that's exactly what Peter did here. It said, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?
Yeah.
When they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased.
Yeah.
Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad today we serve the master
Amen.
Of the storm.
Amen.
Amen. We look at this and we begin to see that Jesus was, amen, needs some time alone with the Father. And he begins to send the disciples over. They just got done talking to the multitudes and taking care of some of them. And amen. And Jesus needed some time to refresh himself with the Lord. You know, I don't care who you are today. There's times in your life. Amen. If you're a preacher, if you're a singer, if you're a layman, whatever you are, amen, working for the Lord, there's times you need to take a little rest.
Yes.
Amen. Take a little time to be with God again, because everybody in the world is pulling at you,
yes.
trying to get you to do what they need you to do, which is not wrong in the sake of sins. Amen. But sometimes you need to find some place to rest. There's
yes.
another place in the Bible where it talks about Jesus telling them to come over here and let's rest a little while. They
yes.
tried to go to an island, but the multitude found them.
Yeah.
Give me just a second to get a sip of water here.
Amen. Come on, Mr. Brother.
Boy, the Lord's good today. Amen.
Yes,
I'm glad he's good to
us. Praise the Lord, brother. Yes, sir. Bless you, Jesus.
We find that when the evening came, Jesus was still praying with the Lord. And it was evening and the ship was in the middle. Notice that. It was in the middle of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They was in exactly the middle of the sea, which means they had the same distance to go on as they did coming.
Yeah.
Amen. And if they had anywhere to turn, it would be the same distance. They were stuck right there in the middle of the sea. Amen. When they got to the middle of the sea, the Bible says the wind was contrary and the sea was tossing. Now, you got to remember something here. Most of these men were fishermen. They knew all about what the sea weather was. They knew all about what was going on in the sea. It didn't surprise them a bit whenever storms came by. Amen. But there's probably a certain time here, maybe they might have been scared of the sea. Maybe it would have been some big waves and they weren't used to it.
Yeah.
Amen. And all
yeah.
of a sudden in the middle of the sea, and I want you to notice this, the middle of the sea usually is the deepest part of the sea. Amen.
Yeah.
So you can imagine when Jesus comes walking on the water, amen, in the deepest part of the sea, how they could have probably thought that they'd seen a ghost.
Yeah.
They'd seen a spirit or something, amen, trying out there to get them.
Yeah.
Amen. They was worried about it. They was worried not only about the storm, but now there's just some kind of being out there on the middle of water.
Yeah. Amen.
But Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid.
Yeah.
Amen. The man that fed 5,000, the man that fed 4,000 in another place, the man who was healing the sick, it
yeah.
seemed like every time the disciples turned around, amen, there was a greater miracle that Jesus were performing. Amen. Just all of a sudden they thought, well, he's healing the sick, that's good. Then he'd come and he'd raise the dead. Amen. Just when you thought that wasn't enough, here he comes walking on the water. Amen. Just when you thought that wasn't enough, amen, there are 5,000 people out there, not including women and children. Amen.
Yeah.
And Jesus feeds the 5,000 with just a few loaves and fishes.
Amen.
There ain't nothing that God cannot do.
Amen.
I'm glad you leave some in his hands. He can take care of it.
Praise
I might
Lord.
Only have just a little meager part.
Yeah.
Amen. In this thing. But amen.
Yeah.
If I just give it to God, he can multiply it and make it go out there more than I ever could in my life.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank you, I'm glad, amen, that God uses
yeah.
the small things.
Yeah.
God uses the foolish things to confound the wise, the weak things to confound the strong. I'm always reminded of Moses when he was out there and he was called to go get the children of Israel, amen, and free them from the slavery of Egypt. Amen. Moses didn't think much of himself. He was just a shepherder on the backside of the desert.
Amen.
And then the burning bush began to talk to him. Amen. And Moses began to say, well, Lord, who am I? Amen. I don't have much speech. I don't have much talent. I don't have much of this. Amen. But God asked him, he said, what is that in thine hand? Amen. We've always got something in our hand.
Yeah.
Amen. God has blessed us with a word.
Yeah.
Amen. What Moses had in his hand was a shepherd's staff.
Yeah.
And that staff was what God used. What Moses was familiar with, God used it.
Yeah.
Amen. To bring about his purpose. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
But he said Jesus was on the water and Peter began to talk to him. He said, Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto the water, unto thee.
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. You know, sometimes, you know, when you first get saved, you probably have a feeling like Peter. I know I did. It's almost like you're walking on a cloud.
Yeah.
Amen. Getting ready to go to Jesus and do the things of the Lord. Amen. But rest assured, it's not all a bed of roses. Amen. I'm glad there's some times in life, amen, where your wind will get knocked out of your sails. Amen. Your feet will get knocked out from under you sometimes.
Amen.
Amen. But amen, God is still there, amen, a master of the storm.
Amen.
Ready to pick you up if you'll call on his name.
Amen. Right, brother. Praise the Lord.
Whatever storm we get into, I'm glad Jesus is there walking.
Praise the Lord.
In the midst
walking.
Of it.
Come on,
one of three Hebrew children was tossed into that fiery furnace. Amen. There's a fourth man walking around in there with him.
Yeah.
Amen. That knew all about the fire. He knew exactly about it. Amen. He was the controller of the elements.
Yeah.
Amen. Have you ever noticed how Jesus controlled the elements? How God,
amen,
who created fire is able to control it.
Amen.
When the Hebrew children got out of there, amen, there wasn't the smell of smoke on them. There wasn't the smell of fire. Amen. The only thing that was burnt was the ropes that held them when they went in. When the Israelites went through the desert and the wilderness, the Bible talked about how their shoes didn't fail them. They had plenty to eat and they had plenty to drink and they were clothed. God is able to take you through the storm this morning. Amen.
Praise the Lord, brother.
These men, Jesus told them to go. Amen. And he sent them out on a ship. And he knew that they'd be in the middle of a storm when they got out on that ship. Whatever God sends you to do, he knows everything that comes after that. And rest assured, he'll be there to help you and to guide you through it, whatever it may be.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus was there right on time. He had just enough time to spend with the Father. Amen. And everything else was taken care of. A lot of times we worry about if we should spend a little time in the Word before we go to work. Do we have time to do these things? Do we have time to take care of it? Do we have time, amen, to spend with the Lord before we get everything else we need to do? Amen. There's an old writer who used to be an atheist, but he became a Christian and began to write some of the most marvelous works of fiction you ever read. His name was C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
A lot of you know him by the books he wrote called The Narnia Chronicles. Amen. There's one thing he said that really stood out with me. He said, if you keep... Amen. Let's see if I can remember this. He said, put first things first.
Yeah.
And you get both first and second things.
Amen. Come on, brother.
But if you put second things first,
come on.
You lose both first and second things.
Amen.
Amen. I find here lately, amen, I try to get up in the morning and try to read some scripture, read some devotionals. But we've been so busy doing all this packing, unpacking, moving everything. I can tell a difference. Amen, Brother Robbie. Amen. When you don't have that time to spend with the Lord, I can tell a difference. Amen. Sometimes the world just don't seem as bright. Amen. Your troubles seem a lot bigger. Amen. But if you spend time with the Lord, amen, you realize He's the master of the storm today. He's the master of it all.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus told him, be not afraid. It is I.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm glad Jesus is in the midst of the storm today.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Amen. But I want you to notice as Peter got out and he walked on the water to Jesus, but it said the very next verse, didn't take him long.
Yeah.
But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid.
Yeah.
And he began to sink. Amen. When you take your eyes off the Lord,
amen,
you begin to sink every time.
Yeah. God tells
you begin to notice, amen, in your life areas, amen, where you come up short.
Yeah.
You begin to notice areas in your life where you're not as strong as you'd like to be.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because you've let go and you've taken your eyes off the master of the storm today. Amen. But if you keep your eyes on Him, if you just call out to Him, He's right there with you. It's not like He has to travel from some far distance. He's right there with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world.
Amen.
Thank God when the storms come of life... Come in our midst, amen. Jesus is the master. He's in the midst of it. He's in total control.
Thank you, Lord.
We got to remind ourselves of that every now and then. But he cried to the Lord, he said, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him.
Yeah.
And said unto him, O thou little faith,
yeah,
wherefore didst thou doubt? Why would you doubt if Jesus is in the midst?
Amen.
Amen. Peter, you came this far. You got out of the boat. He was the only one that got out of the boat, by the way. He got out of the boat. Amen. Peter, you came so far. Why did you doubt? I was right here the whole time. Amen. I was the one who was controlling the sea. Everything was peaceful around me. Why did you take your eyes off your peace?
Amen.
Boy, how many times we've taken our eyes off of peace today and we look at the world.
Amen.
And we look at the waves boistering around us. We begin to sink in our heart.
Yeah. Amen.
It's right then we need to get back to the Lord and say, Lord, save us from this terror we see around us.
Amen.
Amen. Trust that Jesus is the master of the storm. He's got everything under control.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Said, when they were coming to the ship, Jesus and Peter, when they came to the ship, the wind ceased.
Amen.
Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
Amen.
They couldn't believe what they saw. First of all, they couldn't believe Jesus was on the water.
Yeah.
Second of all, they couldn't believe Peter got out there and was on the water.
Yeah.
He was on the water and then he sank. Then Jesus held him up and they came back on the water to the ship. That's the only way they could get there. They didn't say they swam.
Mm-hmm.
They walked back.
Yes, they did.
One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Psalms 107. Starting about verse 24 or 23, it says, and they that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof.
Yeah.
They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble.
Yeah.
They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord. That's exactly what Peter did. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses.
Yes,
I love this verse. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. The people that go down to ships and they do their work in the sea, they see all the wonders of God in the depths of the sea. Amen. And when the storm comes, it rocks them to and fro and they stagger like a drunken man. And they're at their wit's end. They can't do anything else. Amen. They begin to call on the name of the Lord and he delivers them out of their distress.
Amen.
Psalm 37 talks about how the Lord delivereth. Many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of every one.
Amen.
I want you to notice another place, amen, where the storm was calm. Notice this also. I didn't want to pass this up. It says, he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. He causes the waves. Amen. Why does he do that? So you'll trust him through it.
Amen.
Amen. There's things in nature that take their course. We can't blame God for the way they do. That's just how they are. But we got to realize there is someone in the storm with us. Amen.
Amen.
Mark chapter 4, another instance where we find that the storm was raging.
Let's see Jesus.
In verse 35 of Mark chapter 4, the Bible says, in the same day when the evening was come, notice that, we're in the evening again.
Mm-hmm.
The darkest hour of your life, when you're in the middle of the sea, amen, that's when God likes to show up.
Amen.
I remember over there in Acts chapter 16, amen, we find where Paul and Silas was in the jail. They were in the middle part of the jail, the innermost part, it says. Amen, but that's where God showed up. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God likes to show up.
Praise
amen,
the Lord.
When the middle of your trial begins to get the hottest.
Yes.
When the fire burns the hottest and the storm is raging the most, God likes to show up
amen.
And show you who's in charge.
Yeah.
It said, the same day when the evening was come, he said to them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Yeah.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. He was already in the ship, so they just took him over. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sometimes in our life we feel like the waters come above our heads. Amen. There's an old song they used to sing. When the waves are over your head, they're under His feet.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad God's the storm, the one that calms the storm. Amen. And the waves can't get so high, amen, that they're not under His feet.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The ship was now full, and He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake Him and say to Him, Master, carest not that we perish. And He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. You remember when Jesus said, My peace I leave with you? That's the kind of peace that He left with us.
Amen.
The peace to calm the storm. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. He maketh the storm a calm.
Amen.
And when He said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Both instances, Jesus questions their faith. How many times we get in the middle of the storm and, amen, it's no fault of our own, but we begin to wither, we begin to shrink. Amen. And we begin to, our faith begins to get weak and begins to shrink on us. Amen. That's when it needs to be the strongest. Amen. Not in us, but in Christ, in God, the one who created. You got to realize, you look over Colossians, you see that by everything, everything was created by Christ.
Amen.
He that created the storm knows how to calm the storm.
Amen.
He that created the fire knows how to douse the flame.
Right.
Amen. He's the one who's in control of it all. We have to realize that He's the master.
Yes.
He is the one in charge. Amen.
Yes.
We have a master-servant relationship. Whatever God says, everything else must do.
Amen.
No questioning.
Praise the Lord, brother.
No back talk. Amen. If God says it, it's got to be done.
Right. Yes, sir, brother. Thank you.
And when He said, Peace be still, the waves had to obey.
Yeah.
Boy, what you think of that? Mankind, as wretched as we are, do not obey the Father as well as the birds of the air and the fish of the sea.
Yeah.
Even the trees, amen, worship Him.
Yeah.
When they wave, amen, their branches in the winds. Amen.
Yeah.
And the Bible says in the last day, the rocks would even cry out.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
This earth serves the Lord. How much more should we?
Amen.
Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this?
Yeah, come on.
Whew.
Yeah.
That even the wind and the sea obey Him. Can you imagine, amen, being in that boat? Amen, and the storms raging around you. I know none of us probably are sailors by nature, but I just want you to picture yourself in the middle of a boat. Think about how helpless you are. You have no solid ground. At least in a car where it's anchored to the earth, amen.
Amen.
And we have some control over that. But whatever the waves, if they want to toss you, they're going to toss you.
Amen.
There's no anchor.
Amen.
You can put an anchor down, but it's still stronger than an anchor. It can sweep you right away. The Bible said that the ship became to be full of water.
Yes. Amen.
Just when there seems to be no hope, amen, they call on the name of the Lord. Jesus, who's asleep in the hinder part of the ship. Amen. I want you to realize something. Christ had come in as many times in the Bible where He says, It's not my time just yet.
Amen. Yeah.
What makes you think, being a disciple, if you knew that Christ was the Messiah and He had come to fulfill the law and He had come to fulfill the prophets, why would you think that God would allow anything to happen to Him before it was His time?
Amen.
God wouldn't allow Him to drown in that storm. He had much more work to do. He came to save mankind. He had a mission.
Amen, brother.
Amen. And though the storm was raging, I love what Job said. He said, Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him.
I like that,
I love that this morning. Can you trust the Lord? Amen. I want you to think of Abraham on top of that mountain getting ready to slay his only son. Amen. Abraham had the faith to say, No, amen, I slay my own son. God is able to raise him up from the dead and create seed within him.
Praise the Lord, brother.
That's the kind of faith we need.
Amen.
And when we see the storms, we don't look at the storm and give it credit, but we look at the master of the storm and give Him credit. Amen. We don't look at the problem and say how big our problem is. Amen. We tell that problem how big our God is. Amen.
He bad. He bad.
The master of the storm today. Bible says they woke Him up. He was asleep. Amen. Can you imagine being asleep and all that? Amen. He was the Messiah. He was the Son of God. He knew He had a purpose. From 12 years old, he was in the temple.
Yeah.
And he knew he came to fulfill his father's will. That's why he wasn't worried on that ship that day.
Right.
Not only that, he's the one that made the storm. He was the one that created this world.
Right.
He had no worries of it disobeying him. He was the one in charge of it all. We need to remember that in the storms of our life. And I'll take you to one more place. Another storm happened in the life of Brother Paul, amen, the apostle. Amen. He was on his way to being transferred as a prisoner. He was shackled, I believe it was, and he was on this big old ship. Amen. He was being transported, and him and some other prisoners were on the same ship. And we find a big old storm arose in the middle of that. But God is still in charge.
Amen.
Acts chapter 27, verse 9.
Amen.
27 verse 9, book of Acts. It says, "Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them." He's talking about the captains of the ship. He said to them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and the ship, but also of our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also. In other words, because it wasn't good to stay there, they wanted to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if by any means they might attain to Phoenice, and there to winter, or to take rest, mm-hmm. which is in haven of Crete, and lie toward the southwest and northwest. So this is where they're advising them to put the ship to port. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose again against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. Euroclydon is the name of this storm they named. You know how we name hurricanes every year? Man, last year was amazing. They had to go all the way in the Greek alphabet because there were so many of them. In this storm, they named Euroclydon. And it says, "And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive." We couldn't control it. We just had to let it do what it's going to do. And he said there, "In running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strike sail, and so were driven. And we be exceedingly tossed with the tempest. The next day they lightened the ship. And the third day," there's in the storm for 3 days. "And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship." They were tossing things overboard to lighten the load. "And the third day we cast out with our hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved. Was then taken away." Many days they were in this storm and they had lost all hope. Notice how Jesus arrives when all hope seems lost. Peter's about to sink. He's about to drown in the middle of the deepest part of the ship, the sea. And we see Jesus arrive. Amen. The storm has taken over the boat in another place. We just read the boat is now full with water and the hope seems lost. But Jesus says, "Peace be still."
Amen.
Notice this. Amen. He says here, "All hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, 'Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. You had a work to do." Amen. There's something ahead of this that needs to be done. That's why Jesus had no worry or fear of drowning in that ship. There's something else that he had accomplished.
Right.
There shall no harm. Let me find out where I'm at again. "Saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told unto me."
Amen.
That's an instance where faith triumphed. The other two instances, their faith was weak. But Paul had a strong faith. He believed in the master of the storm. And he said, I believe even as it was told unto me. Just like to Abraham's faith. Even as it was shown to him, he would have a seed that would bless the nation. Even if it meant he had to kill his own son and God resurrect him, he knew God was going to make it somehow. Paul said, against all odds, I believe God against all odds. And that's a good motto to live by. Howbeit, we must cast upon a certain island. Verse 27, but when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down of Adria about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. So they can't see what's going on, but they can hear the echoes from this island. As they sound their horns, and they're getting closer. It was 15 fathoms. It was 20 fathoms. Then it became 15 fathoms. That's the distance in ship terms.
Amen.
Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. Four anchors. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat under the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship. Mm-hmm. Paul said to the centurion, to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Every man had to be in the ship. The whole thing had to be complete, or the work of God could not be accomplished.
Amen.
God is a God of accuracy and precision.
Yes, sir.
Even if only two men escaped, they would have risked the lives of everybody else. Mm-hmm. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. No escape now. There's no way to get off this boat. We have to sail the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Say, man, sometimes God won't leave you a way of escape just so he can show out. Amen. Yeah. I preached so long ago about the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. God led them down to a place where there'd be no escape. Yeah. It mentions two little names there of two little cities, I believe it was. And none of them had a route to where they could get out of Egypt any further. It was either go back to Egypt or go through the Red Sea. And by man it was impossible, but with God, the master of the storm, all things are possible.
Praise
amen.
The Lord, brother.
No way out. Then God shows up.
Praise the Lord.
They let her fall off. Verse 33, while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continue fasting and have taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you take some meat, for this is for your health, and for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you.
Yeah.
When he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. Mm-hmm. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat, and we were all in the ship, 216 souls. 276 men on this boat. That's how many lives were at stake.
Amen.
And Paul, God told Paul, you're not going to lose one of them.
Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right.
When they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. The rest of their food they had to toss over. God was their only provider here. And when it was day, they knew not the land, but discovered a certain creek with a shore, in the which they were minded, if possible, to thrust in the ship. This was not a dock. This was a ship. They wanted to land in a creek. I want you to notice that.
Man.
You know how big a creek is. You talk about a big ship, probably as wide as this building here, in a little creek.
Mm-hmm.
But God. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea and loosed the rudder bands and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind and made toward the shore. There comes a time when you have to commit to the work that God has put you in.
Amen.
Because God is the one that's going to take you through it. You have to trust Him with it.
Amen.
They said we're all in now. There's no route of escape. There's no more food. We either have to die or we have to succeed. He says, and falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. In other words, when the ship was sailed, was back up, they came into this creek or this place where two seas met, the ship stopped immediately, the front and then the back began to collapse against the front.
Mm-hmm.
And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. They just about backtracked on the Lord here. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and to get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land.
Amen.
All 276 souls.
Amen.
Escaped safely to land.
Yeah.
I've heard of, I don't remember what year this was, that reminds me of a plane crash they had years ago, and the pilot had to land it in the water. I want to say it was the Hudson River. I can't remember. But I remember they went to crash landed that plane in the water, and if I'm not mistaken, everybody survived that.
Yeah.
How is that possible? God,
yeah.
Master of the storm. These men were about ready to escape, and they cut off everything they had. They began to be a good cheer because Paul had encouraged him. He had been fasting up to this point, but now it was time for the fast to be over because God had said it's going to be done a certain way.
Amen.
He begins to give food to the crew members and to the captains, and they begin to be of good cheer. And then they begin to take off the rest of the food in the boat. Now they're committed all into the Lord. They hoist up the sails, get the rudders going, and they begin to sail towards land. And the next thing you know, there's a crash landing. And the people begin to, the centurions are about to get a hold of the prisoners and try to kill them so that they won't be escaped, because you realize those centurions, if they did not deliver the prisoners, if any one of them escaped, it was their head.
Amen.
That's how strict the Roman government was.
Amen.
But amen, Paul began to tell the centurions, these men are going to be saved. And in doing so, you're going to be saved because they won't have you killed for losing any prisoners. It was better for the prisoners to die than it was to let one escape for them men.
Yeah.
And so we find they escaped. Some of them had to clasp on boards. Some of them had to grasp on these other things. Amen. Sometimes you feel like you're in the middle of the sea without any help. Just grab onto whatever is afloat next to you and hang on. Amen. Because you have your life. Amen. And God has got you in His control.
Amen.
And it said the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. Sometimes it feels like we're getting to heaven on broken pieces of the ship. Nevertheless, we're still alive and there's still hope. Amen.
Amen.
But it said, and so it came to pass, they escaped all safe to land. One of these days we're going to escape this world safe to a homeland, a promised land. Amen. And some of them may, amen, have to cling to a board. Some of them may have to cling to pieces of the ship. Amen. But if you stay in the boat, if you stay in the will of God and in His comfort and in His protection, you can be rest assured you'll make it safe home one day.
Amen.
After a while.
Amen.
Many of you probably know the next story that happens. Paul and they end up on this island of barbarians. They don't know who they are.
Amen.
Amen. He begins to build a firewood, and the viper comes out and strikes his hand. God was able to say that He didn't take him all the way through the storm just to kill him with a little old snake.
Amen.
Boy, the devil is out there to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah, he is.
But Jesus said, I'm come there, I have life, and then I have more abundantly.
Amen.
I'm glad I serve a master of the storm today.
Yes,
the one that created the waters, the heavens and the earth. The one, amen, that speaks a word and they must obey His will. Thank God for that today.
Amen.
Amen. I've cleared what's on my heart. Amen. I asked Brother Donald if he would come get a song.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody might need to be maybe a little closer to the Lord today. I don't know your heart.
Amen.
Amen. But amen. This is the place to do it. Amen. If you haven't been trusted in the master of the storm, or if you've been going through a storm and you can't see, amen, God, where He's at because of the winds and the waves.
Amen.
Just sound an alarm just like they did. Send your prayer up to the Lord, and you'll perceive that He's 20 fathoms away. Send up another prayer, and you'll see that He's only 15. Send up another prayer, and you'll realize He's been right there with you all along. As you sing this morning. Let's all sing.